The Rav told me that everyone leaving the wedding was coming to learn. So it looks like it was true. So we're going to shtel on two things here on Yudal and Mebeis. You gave me a Gevaldik Amud to work with over here. And the other Amud Gemara is Gevaldik. But the two things we're going to talk about is the shaila as to what Dekel means, Al Kuponim. The Gemara says, Amalav Chizdalav Lavimi. Miri, we have a Mesaira. Davides Kechovim Davrom Avinu, Dalud Meir Pilki Havin. Vanon Chamisha Tznan Velo Yadan in my Kamrinan. So we have a Mesaira that Avram Avinu had 400 Trokim concerning Avodah Zarah. And we have 5. But we still know what we're talking about. The Gemara goes on to say how there's a question as to the terminology that's used. So the Kesef Yeshua says, Poshet, that since the time of Avraham Avinu, the Avodah Zarah was nismayed. It diminished to the extent that there's only 5 prokim and mokim 400. But that's a tremendous chiddush. Because l'chayra has a shaykh such as a vayis that my good friend Sandy Berger is here. And I don't know if the Olam here knows who Sandy Berger is. Sandy Berger had the schus to stay in the house of my Rebbe. I learned with him Chavrusa 3.5 years. But he stayed in his house for close to a month. Mari V'Rabbi had gone with Chaim Stein to tell Zoshu. Now how Sandy ended up staying in the house, that's something you discuss with him privately. I'm not going to get into it. But my Rebbe Reb Chaim Stein said a marvidik pshat in this Gemara. And it's so tangible, you could taste it. Subsequently, I found that the Shem Yishmuel says a ke'en of what Reb Chaim Prime said. Kash is, what's the pshat? 400 Avodah Zarah, 400 prokem of Avodah Zarah became 5. So Reb Chaim said like this. Said that in the dinim of Parah Aduma, we find kemat no other mitzvah that has the complexities of Parah Aduma and the halachas of Parah Aduma. I learned Masechta Parah several times. It's poshut. It's phenomenal. All of the diyukim and complexities of Parah Aduma. Except it's Parah Aduma more than anything else. So Chaim said like this. He said, Kevon shehi kapora al chet ha'egel, chet avodah zarah, sheyesh bo kach, kach har be'inyonim shal bezray avodah zarah, bo chazal lamdenu lishoma mikol srach avodah zarah, mikol ha'ki'ilu avodah zarah. So the reason why Parah Aduma is so complicated is because it comes to atone for a very complicated issue. Degel Hazov, Avodah Zarah. So Reb Chaim Niflin de Velt, he says, Kol HaKoyes Kil Oved Avodah Zarah. V'kol HaMa'alim Einov Min Hatzdok Kil Oved Avodah Zarah. V'kol HaMavatl Torah Kil Oved Avodah Zarah. V'kol HaMachlof B'divura Kil Oved Avodah Zarah. You have so many kedaimens. Avram Avinu was an expert in Avodah Zarah. But not just the 5 prokem of Avodah Zarah that we have. But Pashit taking out of Kol HaTorah Kula anything and everything that might be considered Avodah Zarah. Any shemitz of Avodah Zarah. Hisras, to distance ourselves, betachlus, we call shemitz Avodah Zarah. So Memela, that was the Hakkar of Avram. It doesn't mean that there were 400 prokim of Avodah Zarah that seemed to have diminished and disappeared, ways of serving. But it's Kilo Azevi de Beis HaLevi says, Pshat and Lay Signav, Lay Sitzach of Klal Yisrael is different than Umay Sa'ilam. So a person should understand that when it comes to the Torah, he goes on to say that the Sipurei HaTorah are not just some stories. Rabbi Aaron really says this in Mishnah Sarin, this was the last Shmuel Zerbaran gave before he was Nifta. Eish Das Lomai. He also talks about the fact that the Torah is so chas on the particulars of a Yid's life. Memela Zokt El Moshel. Any chesoren b'tochen Hashem Yisbarach, any chalishes in HaKoras HaShkoch HaProtis, any machshove that you think is of a sikum nature, that is a happenstance, a mikra bi'alma, he says, any of all these things, a person is too confident in himself, that's going to be considered by the Zohar. So that what the Gemara here is teaching us is that we taka have chamisha prokem, but Avraham Avinu understood 400 prokem by the Zohar gufa from the Torah. So if you lack in a definitive understanding or belief in Hashkocha Protes, that's abizrayat by the Zohar. Anyone who puts too much faith in someone. I saw in another art a similar thing, that anytime you think you can make a decision, that's also abizrai davar azar. So if you start looking at it through the prism of Avraham Avinu and how he developed, which according to the Nesiv Shalom, Mahusa V'Yid is his midas, and the Torah is a toilda of the Mahusa V'Yid. That's why Avos is called Avos, Mechlal D'Ika Toldos. The toldos are the Torah and the mitzvahs, but the Mahus. So the yeshiva of Avram, the yeshiva of Yitzhak, the yeshiva of Yankiv was all about midas. So comes to the midah B'Tochem, which is the antithesis of Avodah Zarah. Any shemitz of Avodah Zarah is problematic, and that's why the Torah has Bereishis to teach us so many lessons in having firm belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and staying away from Avodah Zarah. Reb Chaim is marach on this, but as I mentioned, a similar concept in the Shem Yishmur and Parshas Bamidbar. Now, the second thing I wanted to talk about was a very simple thing. Maybe many of you thought of the kasha. State in the Mishnah, Mokim Shinogu Limkar Behema Daka, Levde Kechavim, Meichrim. Mokim Shinogu Shaloy Limkar Ein Meichrim. Rashi explains what the nafkamin is between Mokim Shinogu, Tugay Mokim Shalay Nechshido Al Raviyah. That's what the Gemara explains. But then the Gemara goes on, the Mishnah goes on to say, Uvechol Mokim Ein Meichrim Lehem Behema Gasa. But you can never sell a goy, and you can't give him as a gift, a behemah gas. That's a hakasha, poshta kasha, that we find in Parshas Vayishlach. Yankiv gave to Esav gmalim. That's a behemah gas. Asoinais, state you can't give as a gift, or you can't be meicherit. So how then could Esav receive these gifts from Yankiv Avinu? So the kama v'kama terutzim I want to just explain, very simply, give you an insight into what the parameters of this Isser is. The first teretz is very poshut. The Gemara in Kedushin Chafal from an Aleph. Esav had a din of a Yisrael Mumer. And the male of the Isser of giving or selling a behema gasa is not to a Yid, only to a Goy. But Yisrael Mumer is Mutter. Another teretz. Let's say Esav didn't have a din of Yisrael Mumer, but Esav had a din of a Ben Nayach. L'maisa, he could send it to him through Shlichas. He can't sell it to him directly. There can't be a direct connection. But through a Shliach, as the Shulchan Aruch, Yerodeis, and Mekufnan Aleph, Sifkot and Beis, so Mila Yankiv Avinu, as it was stated in the Pasuk, Vayishlach B'ad Avodov, Eide Eide Levada, so yes, he didn't give it to him directly. He's not even on this premier iser of giving or selling to a goy, even if you say it's a din of a ben noach. Another teretz could be that Yankiv Avinu knew that Esav would not work the ground with the animals. He'd shach them and he'd eat them. Shulchan Aruch Yerodeis says that if the Meicha knows that the guy is purchasing them for Shechita, for eating, there's no Issa to sell a behemoth gas. Taisvis Paskins Bizman Hazeh, since there's no kibbutz gadol she Yisrael biyachad, it's a hefsed meruba, so mamela, you're allowed to sell behemoth gas. And as I look to Shulchan Aruch again in Kufn and Aleph Sefei, Achshav Nogu Heta Bechol, so mamela, Yais that Yankiv was chayshish that Esav is going to go to war with him and kill him, or at least he's going to be machar his rechush. So it's a gevaldige hefsid, so it was a teretz. Okay. Another mahalach is that the isser of selling a gasa to a guy is because he's going to work it on Shabbos. Even though a guy is able to work kebeim on Shabbos, because he's controlling it, he's owning it, and has no shaychus to Yisrael, his exera, maybe it'll look like the yid has his animal working avoid on Shabbos. So mamela, people will be lending things to goyim or borrowing, and there'll be a shibud of work that's being done on Shabbos. But the only isser is only if the goy live together, and people will see. But if it's not shaykh that the shechinim are going to see, it's not problematic. I want to get into something entirely different with the few minutes we have left, and I'll try to do justice to it in the 5 minutes that we have left. We're getting closer to Shavuos. In Kiyadua, on Shavuos, there's a mitzvah called Birchas HaTorah. Now, let me go slow with this, because there really isn't a mitzvah Birchas HaTorah according to everybody. It's a machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam and the Goyin and Rashi Rabbeinu Yehuda, as I'll explain. Mar says in Masechta Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph, state Kishem Hashem Ekro Vagodle Lekeinu. So before a person learns Torah, you make a bracha. The same way Berchas Hamazon Bachalta V'Zavot V'Irach does after you eat. The Ramban Mitzvah Tezvov says that Berchas HaTorah is a mitzvah of Shvach Vayido B'Sitay Terosa Yelenu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, Sefaritzach Shvach Vayido, and that's Birchas HaTorah. The same way we have Birchas HaMazon, after we eat, is Birchas HaTorah before we learn. But Pashtas, you don't need a shir, because even a brekel of Torah according to the guy in Talmud Torah Keneged Kula. And the Ramban says at the end of the shtickle that you shouldn't confuse Birchas HaTorah with Limud HaTorah. The same way Havas Bikurim is different than the mitzvah of Arami Eberavi, reading the litany, the liturgy. And Korban Pesach is different. Achilas Korban Pesach is different than Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's two mitzvahs, Birchas HaTorah and Limud HaTorah. The Megillas Esther was a commentary that explains why the Rambam is mashmit mitzvah says that probably Kishem Hashem Ekro is a smachta b'alma, it's not a makor for a mitzvah. So we don't find the Rambam classifying Birchas HaTorah as a mitzvah. So the question is, what is Birchas HaTorah? If you look at the Goyin in Siman Mem Zayin, Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, you see that in Bir Agro, Yisit Ches, he says that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvahs. Because he asks the question, how could ladies make a bracha according to the Agur? Asher Kitchanim B'mitzvahis HaVitzivanu, then I'm a Tzivah. Shantum L'anach HaVolod V'nisecho. Tzivach Kroh, Zay Shait the Pasuk, says the Goyin. Now, Mestama, the Agur holds like Rabbeinu Tam, that Eina Mitzvahis makes a bracha like a lady makes the bracha, mitzvah, she has man grama, she takes a little of an esrog, she's pata, she makes a bracha on the tilas lulu. So the male, that's the side over here, that it's any mitzvah of eisa making a bracha. But what do you say according to the Goyin? The Birchas HaTorah is not shvach vaydov besita teras eleinu, it's a birchas a mitzvah. The bottom of guys, before you do a mitzvah, you make a bracha. The Imam Shabbos, Yud Aleph Min Beis, brings a four-way machlekes as to what you make a bracha of Birchas HaTorah on. The first Bandiyama says Mishnah, Medrash, Mikra, Mishnah, Medrash, and Rava says Afla Talmud Tzarech Levorech. Says Rashi, Sheikar HaTorah, Shemin HaRoyetze, Avali Yemakayim Talmud Torah. So, Chayra, whether it's Ikar HaTorah Benegia the Rabbanon of Birchas HaMitzvahs, or Shvach Vaido B'Sidit Torah Seilenu, that's why you make a bracha. Ikar HaTorah min haRoyetze. Shvach Vaido according to the Ramban, according to the Rambam, and the guy in Berachos HaMitzvah. So Lima HaTorah became a mitzvah. But Rabbeinu Yoina on the Rif, who has a different Gersa and says that it's not Rava, but Shavam Nuna, Huna. Rabbeinu Yoina says something entirely different. Afle Talmud Tzorach Levorech, he goes out of the box and he says, what is Gemara, Talmud, Mefarish Ikrei HaPsukim? Because Torah Shabal Peh, the Gemara, has little Ayin Mishpat Ner Mitzvah that tells you there's a Pasuk in the Gemara. That's the reason why you make a bracha. Question is, you're not Makayim Talmud Torah by learning Torah Shabal Peh, only Torah Shabak Sav. And there's no Shvach Vaidob Basifi Karos Elena with Torah Shabal Peh. The Gemara in Peches, in Shabbos, Ve'ez Yatzeh B'tachtes Ahor Malamah Shekof Aleim Har Kigigis, says the Gemara Omer Rabba, Samar Girsa Rova, Mikan Mikdo Rabba La Raisa, Shimez Minu Ladin, says Rashi, you have an excuse, you were forced to receive the Torah until the time of Esther, Kimu V'Kibbol Yehudim B'Ech HaShverish. For Taisvis, what about Nasa V'Nishma? Answers Taisvis, because of the Eshak Daila, that there's a tremendous fire, and Simamela, they'd be scared. The Bereshim thought they would rescind and change their mind. Tanchuma, Nevish Tanchuma says that they only accepted Nasa V'Nishma for Torah Shebiksav. It's finite, it's simple, it's not complicated. But Torah Shebal Peh, only somebody who loves the Rebbeinu learns it, it's full of Tetukav, Koloseh, Chumruseh, Mimela, that was Kafalem Har Gigas. Now, there's this Astira in Halacha. If you force somebody to eat matzah, the Shulchan Aruch says, you yoit to the mitzvah. But if you force somebody to eat, you don't make Berachas HaMazon. In fact, the Chumash Hadesh, and why not? Weren't you nene from it? Don't you have caloric content? The prison is going to live. So the Chumash Hadesh and two terutz, and one terutz is something that you're forced to receive, you don't say Shvach Vaido. Can't say Berachas Haido. Chalto V'Savote V'Rach is only on something that you were not forced to receive. So I want to turn a pshat like this. According to Rashi, Berachas HaTorah is like the Rambam and the Bir HaGra. It's Berachas HaMitzvah. Memela, you learn Torah, Ikra Torah, Menah HaRoy, Yetzeh, even Gemara, you make a bracha. But according to the Rif, Rabbeinu Yoina, they learn like the Ramban. The Berachas HaTorah is the mice of Nesinas HaTorah, but that was Bekfiah. So you can't give Shvach Vaido on something you were forced to receive, the same way you don't bench. And maybe that's the Hemshech in the Ramban when he says the Berachas HaTorah is like Berachas HaMazon. Same Berachas HaMazon is only when it's eaten joyfully, willingly. Hi, Berachas Zal B'Zach, when it comes to Berachas HaTorah, it can only be when an individual is doing so through his own volition. But a Yais, you were forced into receiving the Torah, how could you give a bracha to seek the Torah Seileinu? So Ben Yain has to go off the charts and he has to say, because it's Mefarish Ikrei HaPsukim. What? The Psukim in the Gemara, you wouldn't be able to make a Berachas HaTorah.
But you never make a bracha. It means
you're not going to make a Torah and a Mishpat Torah. So it's nothing to do with Hanoh. It's nothing to do with Hanoh. It's a Ma'isav Nesinas HaTorah. You're giving Shvach Vaido Basita to Rasalena. We're saying that something that you were coerced into receiving, you can't give Shvach Vaido. Whether you have a no, you don't have a no. Because when it comes to the case of eating, you have a no. He says, we're fairish. The Cheikh is Nana. You're going to live. But you're forced into it. So whatever you're forced into receiving. Elamai in the days of Achashverish, Kimu V'Kibul, but that's how it's Medai from the Lashon of the Ramban. That's Basita to Rasalena. It's with the mice of Nesina Satera. According to Ramban, you're not saying Berachas HaTorah because you have a Torah lifestyle, you have a Torah persona, you're a different human being. It's because of the act of giving the Torah. When we sit down and we learn a Blat Gemara, we say Berachas HaTorah, B'sitei Torah Seleinu. So according to the Tanchuma, since the Torah Shebal Peh was given B'kfiya, so there can't be a Bracha of Haidah. So Mamela, that's why you have to say there's Mefarish Psukim, which was Nasa V'Nishma. I want to hear what you have to ask, but I just want to say one more thing, that the Rambam is the Shitase. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Tefillah, he says, Hamashkim b'Beiker, Bein Shekara b'Torah Shebal Peh, Bein Shekara b'Torah Shebal B'Ksav, B'Ksav and Bal Peh, you make a bracha Berachas HaTorah. Why does he say that? Why doesn't he use the same lashon as the Gemara? The Rambam normally quotes the Gemara. You should say, Sai, if you learn Mikra, Mishnah, if you learn Medrash or Talmud. He doesn't say that. Because it's being medayik that it makes an African meaning. If you're learning Berachas HaTorah, if you say Berachas HaTorah, whether you're saying Torah Shebiksav or Torah Shebapeh, because according to the Rambam, like the Goyin, it's not a din in Berachas HaTorah, it's Berachas HaMitzvah. Now, one more thing. According to Levush HaTcheles, In Simon Mem Zayin, anybody know what Berachas HaTorah is? It is a Berachas HaNenin. You can't be nenin from the world without making a bracha. Right? The same way you eat a piece of meat, you make a bracha. You can't learn a blind Gemara without making a berachas hanenin. That's what the Levushat Chela says. Agav Orcha, there's a berhete that says that the Balabas, not only is Boitzeya Tchela, he has to make the bracha first. What that means is that if an individual invites someone to your house, and you're going to eat, and they're going to eat, you have to make the bracha first. Why? Very cryptically, he says, because Lashem Aratzim Aleya. What's he saying? So Rav Gershon Shlemes, that's all, the head of Eda Chareiz, the house in Minneapolis, many years ago, Gvaldik Apshad. He said, it's not yours! How could you be mechabed him with a piece of cake? It's not yours. Koidim HaBrocha, it's not yours. Only if to acknowledge Hashem must make a brocha, then our Snow Son of the Adam. That's what the Gemara Brocha says. So Mele Hittainas, if you're going to eat, if you're not going to eat Mele, but if you're going to eat, then the Baal Bosa says, the Baal Hittim has to make a brocha first. Because at the end of the day, if he doesn't, it's not a chashim mishpatek, then how could you be mechabed yana? Yosla, you hit a pshant, you hit a pshant. Take it or leave it, my friend. Have a good night, everybody.